Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's Louada.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program. Visit her website at louada.org. That's Louada.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville radio show. And as we do every week, we have our special guest, Dawn Kennedy, come in here and do our visitors' comments. Dawn?
Good morning. Sandra Myers from Facebook said, "What an opportunity to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Gardens in Kerrville. I felt I was on holy ground, and the Lord listened to my open heart. The artist is Max Griner, and God spoke to him. Max found a way through God to make possible this magnificent garden." Linda G. from Orange said on TripAdvisor, "Beautiful sculptures. This is a very solemn place. Lovely sculptures, and I consider it a wonderful place to sit and reflect on my life. It honors pretty much all faiths, and the view is amazing. It is open to the public and stays open until midnight every night. Cynthia Heldreth on Facebook said, I thank God for the experience of getting to visit this place. I thank God for the obedient servants who have shared their skills and abilities to develop God's plan. What an amazing place. Lori Cook from Burleson, Texas said, I could just live here. I could put up a tent right over there. I don't want to leave this place. This is nothing like I've ever seen or experienced before. It's amazing. Camp Ruby from Livingston on TripAdvisor said, incredible, so soul-stirring. The skill and artistry in the bronzes is truly just incredible. The thousands of prayers written on the rocks are very moving, and it's free to everyone. An anonymous person from Concho, Texas said, I was here several weeks ago and left a prayer to help me be strong against alcohol. And within days, I found that strength and haven't had a drink since. I'm here tonight to give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. And Hannah Granado from Facebook said, this morning at work, we were taken to this beautiful prayer garden. I am in awe of how amazing it was to experience this.
Don Kennedy, thank you very much for those visitors' comments. And if you're listening in for the first time, our show's called the Cross at Kerrville Radio Show, and it's all about the cross in Kerrville. And again, my co-host this week, as every week, is Loweda Roschke. Loweda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Always love to come and talk about what God's doing up at the cross.
And it's always exciting, and there's just a lot of high energy here.
Yes.
And it feels good, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
I always feel good when I get through this show.
Yep.
Not that I don't enjoy the other shows that I do, but this is just special.
It is very special. Special anointing on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you're talking about something that's making lots and lots of people happy.
Yes, praise God.
Well, you've got, again, I don't want to overuse the word special, but you have been able to put together some really, really good people for the show here. Talk to us about some of the people you've got. Now, we've got someone that we had last week, but he's brought somebody along with him. So if you would, take it away.
So last week, we had the honor and the joy of having Jonah Prio, who is the chaplain at Hill Country Youth Ranch. And he had an amazing testimony that he shared with us. And hey, if you missed that, go back and listen to the podcast. It's awesome. And he does an amazing work with he and his family out at Hill Country Youth Ranch. So welcome, Jonah. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me
back. Yeah. And you brought a special guest yourself today. Would you introduce him?
That's right. This is my distinct honor to introduce a dear friend of mine and used to be my boss at the Hill Country Youth Ranch, actually.
Yeah.
His name is Trey Toothman. He has a lovely wife and a beautiful daughter named Harper. You get to hear from her later.
Mm-hmm.
And he is currently the recreational director out at the youth ranch. But what I like to call him is kind of like a big brother.
Yeah.
He just invites every child who comes to us, who the children may be a little afraid, and he just welcomes them right in.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're... like their family as soon as they meet Trey.
Yeah, yeah. So y'all have a really good working relationship. It's a God-ordained thing. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Trey, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for the work that you do at the Hill Country Youth Ranch, pouring into people's lives. You know, as I was sharing with Jonah last time, that coming from an abuse background myself and situations, I know how important it is to begin to minister to these boys and girls young.
Most definitely, yes.
Yeah, then they don't get that hard heart. They don't get, you know, that the unforgiveness and those things, and they start to get the inner healing. And y'all do it in so many ways. I mean, activities. So you're the director of recreation.
Most definitely.
And that's important.
Yes.
That's important. It's the spiritual and the physical together.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I understand that you have a really special experience and testimony,
life-changing,
up at the cross. Share with us about that.
Well, I've been going to the cross since it's been built. It's one of my most favorite places to go.
Yeah.
Jonah started taking over chapel at the youth ranch, and he brought a group of friends of charismatic Christians to the ranch. And I come from a small town, so I'm not used to charismatic movement or anything like that, nor have I known anything about that, nor have I known the people that he brought over from Abilene. And I felt something in my heart, and I asked these group of guys to come up to the cross. And at the time, it was just a dirt mound. I mean, the cross was there. Nothing else was there. And I have four guys with me, and we're up at the cross, and we just felt the Holy Spirit. And these guys asked to pray. And I, again, never had the charismatic movement, don't understand it. And they started laying their hands on me. And a guy said, I have this vision of your wife. And at the time, nobody knew me, nor my struggles, nor knew I was married. And he says, I'm going to pray over your wife, and I feel that I'm going to pray over her womb. And at that time, for 3 years, my wife and I, we've been trying everything to have a baby and unsuccessful. So four guys are praying over me, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking to myself, what's going on here? You know, like I've never experienced this. I come right. from a small town, and I've never seen this before. And so we get done, and I feel kind of weird, and being truthful, feel weird, but it was in the back of my head. And at the time, we provide a lot of stuff at the ranch for the kids, and we were busy with Christmas, and just such a blessing. And a month later, my wife and I were driving, and she says, "Why don't we stop and get a pregnancy test?" And I kind of laughed. I was like, "Well, are we going to do this again?" And so we go to the store and come home, and my wife goes to the restroom, and I'm not even thinking, you know, this could be positive. It's mm-hmm. always been negative. And she starts yelling and shutting the door and going in and out, and I'm like, what's going on here? And she comes out, and it shows positive on the test.
Praise God.
And it's there's a lot more to the story, including Jonah's wife coming out and talking about how Jesus took away all sin, and including the pain of birth. And she prayed over my wife. And during the pregnancy, she had zero pain. The doctor was mad at her because we didn't come in because of the contractions mm-hmm. and because she never experienced contractions.
Wow.
Through the pregnancy, it was perfect. 5 hours later, a nurse came in and said, do you need pain pills? And she laughed because she said, I had an epidural. And she said, that wore off a long time ago. Mm-hmm. 100% painless, beautiful child. And it's all because of the cross. It was all, you know, life-changing.
Mm-hmm. And did you say that you received that word, standing where the hope sculpture would years later be placed?
Most definitely. Yes, ma'am.
That is so awesome. Now, the reason that's so significant is because the hope sculpture is a sculpture where Jesus is sitting beside a lady, and this lady has this beautiful baby, she's miscarried this baby, and Jesus is looking into her eyes and just loving on her.
Yes.
I mean, showing that he had the baby, that the baby was with him. And so many people that have had infertility issues and miscarriages and have come to the hope sculpture right there in that place.
Yes.
That you received that word about your baby, about Harper, that God was going to give you.
Yes.
Are still to this day being ministered to. And you might have been the first one.
You
might have been, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. How precious that is, that God knew the desire of your heart and your wife's heart for a child. And little Miss Harper is a little joy, I can tell you. I've just met her today, and we will hear from her later on in the broadcast, because she sang.
Yes.
What was it? This is the day?
Or in Spanish.
In Spanish. And so we have
just going to be turning 4 on October 10th.
Yeah.
So.
And she just put it right out there, just sang and just beaming. And so what a gift from God. Hallelujah. And I'm sure your wife is just beyond ecstatic of what God has done.
Oh,
how did this miracle impact you? Because this was new to you. So what did your wife think?
So our mission is children. So this really completed us. And the one thing that Harper taught us is to love. And it's a different kind of love, agave. You know, like she really brought something in my heart that I could give to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so truly a blessing in many ways in my family. And
yeah,
it's great.
So now what do you think about all this charismatic, prophetic words, the moving of the Holy Spirit, getting in your business and all of that? What do you think?
Oh, I embrace it. Bring it on. I'll join you. I'll hold hands. I'll
not boring.
I'll
is
talk.
It?
I'll talk whatever the Lord tells me to speak, and it's great.
So it kind of like freed you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And up at the cross.
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder how many people that has happened to them, and we haven't heard the testimony that they got freed and began to experience the. I mean, I've been up there praying for people, and you could tell they're not used to this, but it's like bam, you know, God just comes. And one lady, she was not sure about the baptism of the Holy Spirit at all. I mean, she was like, but then I said, you know, you need it. You need the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism and fire of the Holy Spirit. And so I said, can I lay hands on? She said, yes. I mean, she started shaking all over and she began to speak in other tongues very loudly, very boldly. I mean, just boom, very forcefully. And she was just like shaking. And you know what? I prayed with her just the other day, and that was several years ago. In fact, she was one that said she had the gun loaded. She was going to commit suicide. I said, you need to, when you leave here today, you've been set free from that, but you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And she came over to my office the other day and we prayed about something, and she was just praying in the Holy Spirit in the heavenly language. So, you know, it's amazing. And there's a freedom up there at the cross, right? To pray in the Holy Spirit, no matter what your denomination is, you know, just to let God touch you. So have you been bringing other kids up there or your family back up there again, Trey? What's going on?
I have never stopped.
Love it.
From the children, from the ranch, to family, to friends. The first thing that comes to my mind is the cross.
Why do you take them up there? What do you expect?
It's a sense of freedom, release. You feel the Spirit. There's not been one time that I have taken my family, friends, children of the ranch that we have not seen miracles happen, magic happen in people's hearts. The Spirit's there. You feel the weight of your shoulders gone. Walking around the prayer garden, I just reading people's prayers and how they're so selfless. They're not about themselves. It's about letting things go, and it's beautiful and magical.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you that Trey may be one of your unofficial tour guides.
Ah.
Everyone who comes through town, he's like, we got to go to the cross. So
I love that. Yeah. And the seeing you two work together, you know, I can just tell that the unity that y'all have in the Spirit makes a big impact in bringing them up to the cross as well as at your Hill Country Youth Ranch. That's amazing. I love it. So any other story you would like to share about up at the cross, or?
I think this is a short segment. I got tons of stories.
We got just a little bit of time left.
We'll have to have you back again.
Yeah.
That Trey, just to make a note on Harper here, my wife and I went through several miscarriages. Mm-hmm. And so the Hope Statue meant a lot to us. In fact, we dedicated a stone to our three children miscarried. You know, we bought one of those stones out of the cross. And so seeing Harper run around was such a ministry of hope to us as well.
That's amazing.
And now we have our own boy. So there you go.
I love it. God is good.
Jonah and Trey, thank you so much for coming and sharing this morning. You're sharing your testimony, going out to thousands of people, and hopefully someone listening will want to come and have the same experience you did.
Amen. Oh, yeah,
yes. All right, Loeta, talk to us a little bit about the cross and how people can reach us.
Yes. Well, it's so easy. All they have to go to is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and they can call the office at 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. And they also can go to my website and receive lots of ministry at luada.org, luada.org. And we had a beautiful little girl singing earlier, didn't we?
We did, and we're going to hear her soon.
Yes, that is Miss Harper.
S-S-A-L-E-A, gay swesson, you're gay swesson, you're S-S-A-L-E-A, gay swesson, you're lilia, eat a go-a-so, eat a go-a-so, S-S-A-L-E-A, gay swesson, you're gay swesson, you're Cecilia gays with Senor Lilia Galia Ida go also. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in him, and be glad in him. Cecilia gays with Senor Lilia Galia Ida go also, Ida go also.
All right. Don Kennedy, Vistra Comments, and Jonah, and Trey from the Hill Country Youth Ranch. Thank you for being with us. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.